WTAW News Time is 6:05. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeiner. One member of the College Station City Council has written a blog on the city's website supporting the new Blinn College campus across the freeway from Central Park. Part of the context from Carl Mooney is that he lives in Emerald Forest and used to live in Raintree. Those are two of the four subdivisions where opponents are circulating an online petition.
I can see the Lintech building from my backyard. You know, I wanted to make sure that folks knew that I understand what some of the challenges are going to be.
Mooney says the changes would not necessarily be as disruptive as some residents seem to believe. The College Station City Council will be asked later this week to sell about half the treated wastewater it produces to an energy company. Dave Coleman at College Station Utilities gives a shout-out to Apache Corporation for its desire to not use potable water in its drilling and fracking activities.
This is the same water that we put right into Carter's Creek that definitely improves the water quality in the creek. This is the exact same water that we put on the playing fields at Veterans Park.
The proposal calls for Apache to pump more than 3 million gallons a day from the Carter's Creek treatment plant to storage ponds, then pipe to Apache sites east of the plant. Subject to approval by the council and the state, Coleman says Apache will be buying approximately $5 million of treated water over the next 18 to 24 months. Some savings are headed to those covered by Texas A&M Health Insurance. That was one of the reports from Monday's Faculty Senate meeting. Former Speaker Walter Dougherty, who is on the committee addressing employee health insurance, issued a reminder to have wellness exams done and coded properly by the end of the month to avoid a premium surcharge of $30 a month.
I have been assured by both the university and the system that if you did have your exam before June 30th, and through no fault of yours, it is not reported to Blue Access by then, they will make every effort to see that you are not subject to the surcharge in September. The actual drop-dead date for assessing the surcharge is mid-September, when the September payroll is run for your October 1st paycheck.
Dougherty also announced for the upcoming school year, the A&M system will pay 80% coinsurance after deductibles are met, up from 70%, and a more than 7% increase in the state's contribution will cover the 6% increase projected in medical costs. 4 years after being given the death penalty, a College Station man has returned to the Brazos County Courthouse.
30-year-old John Thiessen is represented by state lawyers from Austin who are in Bryan this week, arguing over 22 issues related to his capital murder trial. Thiessen was convicted of killing his girlfriend, Rachel Joyner, and her brother Travis in March 2009. Arguments could take place all week before trial judge Travis Bryan. The original defense motion filed a year and a half ago claims, among other things, Thiessen was given inadequate representation during the trial and first round of appeals. In another case, the Brazos County District Attorney's Office has announced that Bryan Manns made a plea agreement to injuring two women. 36-year-old Frank Hernandez III was sentenced to 6 years in prison for repeatedly striking one woman last December outside a Bryan nightclub. Hernandez admitted to that assault along with attacking a woman May 1st that left the victim with broken bones around her eyes, a fractured nose, a concussion, and severe bruising. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time, 6:08. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Molly Maids, a clean you can trust. We'll have more at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Remind everyone that it is Best of the Brazos time. Put the most trusted name in professional home cleaning to work for you. The cleaning pros at Molly Maid will clean your home, leaving you plenty of time to cast votes for all your favorites. Taking care of America's homes for more than 30 years. Call Molly Maid today. 693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com. And don't forget to vote for your Best of the Brazos.
Are you in the medical field or health and wellness business? Then advertising your business in the upcoming summer issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is good business. Brazos Wellness is a local publication filled exclusively with local articles. So advertise in Brazos Wellness Magazine. Increase your business. Make more money. For more information, contact Bryan Broadcasting or email sam@bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hoppy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Hoppy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades. On Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Good morning at 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Showers and thunderstorms will move well south and east of the area. We'll have clearing skies today. Get into some sunshine. Highs near 90. It'll be clear tonight with low around 70. High pressure will settle in tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny skies, developing highs 90 to 95. Tomorrow night will be partly cloudy. Lows will drop to 75 to 80. It'll be partly sunny and warm again Thursday, with highs between 90 and 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with Look At Your Sports. Coming up here in just a bit, Alan Cannon was given an award into the Hall of Fame for sports information directors. He's the guy that gives us the information to pass along to you. So we'll have more on that. Houston Astros over the Diamondbacks and a record-setting night for the Rangers. Unfortunately, the other team's the one that got the record. We'll have that plus a whole lot more coming up in sports, and we'll do it. Oh, by the way, the College World Series is set. We'll get to that as well, all coming up about 6:50.
And of course, the NBA is going to play tonight, right? Aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, that's so awesome. Oh, wow. Just man.
Stop it.
Yeah.
People really, really like that.
That's fine.
Why do you have to be a party pooper?
Not many of them who live here. I'm just saying. Onlookers were transfixed by the scene of the fatal crash on Wednesday afternoon of last week in Houston, as a matter of fact. A heartbreaking chain of events that had happened afterwards made it even worse. Houston police say the mom behind the wheel of the Toyota 4Runner collided with another car. She crashed into a tree, died on impact. Her two sons, 6 and 4, wearing seatbelts, were not sitting in car seats. They were rushed to a hospital. If that were not bad enough, then eyewitnesses told police that they saw people go and steal the dead woman's groceries out of her SUV.
Ugh.
I mean, really?
I saw that yesterday, and it's a man.
Stop the earth. I want to get off.
I know. Yeah, you know, there's all right, well, wash your ears out with this. It's a swimming pool for dogs made for them to splash in the canine world. After it opened up in a Spanish town, the resort Canio Canjon is designed to be just the right depth for dogs of all shapes and sizes. I don't know how that could be. I think an Irish wolfhound would probably be different from, say, a dachshund, but who knows. Anyway, it's got a dog slide as well as extra tough inflatables for dogs. The resort's manager said he'd seen a resort that allowed dogs to swim along with their humans, and he decided to take it one step further. Actually make a resort that was only for dogs. So do they bring the margaritas in bowls? Is that the way that works? And then they just set them down right there while they're under the cabana. And I just remember that scene from Caddyshack. Uh-huh. Right, floating in the pool.
The baby Ruth.
You'd have to say it. It's all right.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
We got a lot of info.
Mation. That movie's older than you, Patrick. That's not a spoiler.
Did you say, oh, I thought you said toilet art. Yeah, it could have been that too.
You're going to find it's worth your while to spend this time with us. It's going to be a good, good morning. A good, good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time today.
Is it time to consider replacing your business copier, fax, or printer? Are you in a long-term lease but need a more reliable service provider? Call CTWP, a locally owned, award-winning imaging solutions company serving Texas businesses for over 30 years. CTWP carries a full line of digital, black and white, and color multifunctional imaging systems from the very best equipment manufacturers. Call CTWP at 979-779-2998 or visit us on the web at ctwp.com.
It's 6:14. Good morning. It's Happy Ballpoint Pen Day.
That's a good day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, clickety click. Kind of an interesting story. We'll talk about it later on this morning. Anniversary of the founding of Alcoholics Anonymous, and it's also Iced Tea Day. Seems a little early for that. Well, of course, in Texas,
We pretty much drink it all the time.
Yeah, that really doesn't go out of season here.
Uh-huh.
You know, what's interesting is years ago, I think we were going up to New York for the World's Fair. So that's like 1964. So that's a long time ago. It's like 50 years ago. But up there, if you'd ask for tea, of course, they'd bring you hot tea,
mm-hmm.
unless you told them it was iced tea. And then actually what they would do is they would actually brew tea and then just pour it over ice.
So, and look at you funny.
Yeah, and it never steeped, you know, so it's a little bit different. That's back in the day, but now, you know, thanks to McDonald's, they make tea the same.
I made sun tea over a month ago. It's perfect,
I saw that on your Facebook post.
Yeah, it's perfect tea weather, Scott.
Yeah, in a lot of places, I mean, it's just getting
into
it.
Well, other places don't matter.
Oh, that's it. Let's do birthdays.
Kate Upton. Yes, sir. She's 22 years old. Shade West.
Is that right? She's only 22.
Wow.
Seems like I've been hearing about her for a long time, but, you know.
You probably have.
Yeah.
Shade West is 36 from the new show Salem. Elizabeth Hurley is 49. Gene Templehorn is 51 from Big Love and was also in Waterworld and Basic Instinct. Gina Gershon is 52 years old. John Edwards, 61. And F. Lee Bailey, 81 years old.
Well, you missed one that is on my list that we should have done probably right after John Edwards, and that was Elliot Spitzer. How about that they share the same birthday?
Interesting.
Yeah, then also if you add Bobby Jindal, maybe I'm not going to make any future predictions or whatever. He's 43. Andrew Stevens, wasn't he an actor at some point?
Yes, I believe so.
You didn't mention Timothy Van Patten, who has been on soap opera with swords. Just saying.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. Prince Philip, he's 90.
My list sucks this
it
morning.
It does. He's 93. Oh, I should have told you ahead of time so we could have had audio of this. Sasha Obama is 13 today. So now she's a teenager. You know that part where a guy says, Malia and Sasha, we've got that someplace.
Oh.
Nah, don't worry about it. It's not that big a deal. All right. And Dan Fouts, mention him?
Hall no.
Yeah. Your list was hard.
I told
today.
You my list sucked. Wow. Because I'm a huge Dan Fouts fan. I was a San Diego Chargers kid, man.
I mean, he had a beard when he played,
yes,
right?
Yes, he did.
Yeah, which had to be kind of fuzzy.
In one of the best NFL games ever played, as a matter of fact.
Why was that and what was that?
It was the triple overtime game against Miami in the AFC East.
Ah, okay. Did he win it?
All
right, there you go.
Remember.
It's time to vote for the best the Brazos Valley has to offer. It's the 14th year for the best of the Brazos, and it's your chance to vote for the best in food, services, and places in the Brazos Valley. So what are your favorite places for dining, banking, buying a car, and health and wellness? You can vote on the web now at bestofthebrazos.com. Click bestofthebrazos.com. Vote now in the 14th annual Best of the Brazos Valley, celebrating everything excellent in the Brazos Valley since 2000.
The truth and nothing but. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
You know, it wasn't supposed to work this way, but since Obamacare took effect in January, Norton Hospital in Kentucky has seen its packed emergency room become even more crowded with about 100 more patients a month. Now, that's a 12% spike in the number of patients, many of whom aren't actually facing true emergencies. Now, that's just the opposite of what many people expected under Obamacare, which promised to reduce pressure on emergency rooms by expanding Medicaid and giving poor people better access to primary care. Now, instead, many hospitals, they are seeing a surge of those newly insured Medicaid patients walking into emergency rooms. Now, nationally, nearly half of ER doctors say they've seen more visits since January 1st, and nearly 9 in 10 expect those visits to rise the next 3 years. Yet another unintended consequences of Obamacare.
Keeping you on the straight path. Later today, it's the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You know, I love summer, but you know that day of reckoning is coming when the electric bill arrives. Now, you can fight back thanks to Blinds.com. Now, they've got a spectacular selection of designer window coverings that'll block the sun's rays and keep your home cooler. Blinds.com. That's where smart listeners are cutting AC bills while transforming their rooms this summer. So hurry and score 10 to 25% off great summer-friendly products right now at Blinds.com. Their prices crush the prices you'll find in stores. Blinds.com. That's Blinds.com.
And now, another golf confessional brought to you by Golfsmith. A man who's in the Federal Witness Protection Program told us he recently left his quiet, anonymous row house and went to Golfsmith. Because right now, when you buy $99 worth of Adidas golf apparel or shoes, you get a $25 gift card. And we hope Jimmy Collin of 3792 Morningside Lane becomes a regular... Oh, no. Right now, spend $99 or more on Adidas products and get a $25 gift card. Only at Golfsmith. Anything for golf.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
It's Dad's job to mow the lawn. Well, let's make it fun for him for Father's Day because Sioux Falls Prater's got a deal for you. How about a D140? This riding mower gets the job done. It's priced at $18.99 right now at Sioux Falls Prater. And, you know, we talk about John Deere, and obviously that is the premier name that they have there, but there are other quality names that you think of that they also have here. They have Honda Power Equipment. You'll also find Lee. They have that as well. There's Kuhn, Rhino, and, of course, Steel. So for quality equipment, quality names that you can trust, you can find that always at Sioux Falls Prater. Also, let me tell you about the 550 XUV. This starts at $97.99. This is one that has a rear bumper, a 2-inch front receiver hitch, and recovery loops. This is a big machine to do a big job for you, and its pricing starts at $97.99 right now at Sioux Falls Prater. Here's something else now. Parts specials that are going on. 200-count shop towels, regularly $10.99, now $8.99 at Sioux Falls Prater. And one of the neat deals is if you want to keep up with the parts specials that they have, all you do is text JD Parts and the number 3 to 95577. And what they'll do is they'll keep you up to date as they start adding new parts specials there at Sioux Falls Prater. Once again, just text to JD Parts, the number 3 to 95577 and get the parts specials they've got at Sioux Falls Prater. They've got locations all over Central Texas. Two closest ones are in Bryan on Highway 21 and in Navasota on Highway 6.
Hallmark Cleaners understands you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 VCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
Employment prospects improve for job hunters. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. If you're looking for a job, your chances of getting hired by a new employer should improve over the summer. Manpower says the employment outlook for the third quarter is the strongest since the second quarter of 2008. 22% of companies across the nation think they'll be hiring. Just 4% say staff reductions are likely. General Motors holds its annual meeting today. Directors and executives will no doubt get an earful from shareholders who are furious over GM's handling of what turned out to be a deadly safety defect, faulty ignition switches. Your health care providers may need your help. The Wall Street Journal says more patients are being given access to their medical records. People are being asked to review the records and make corrections. Studies indicate up to 95% of the medication lists and patient records may contain errors. Stock market futures are a little lower this morning. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
Find yourself worrying about those thinning areas or those dark or gray roots that appear within days of salon visits? Then you need Miracle Hair, the hair solution that covers those problem areas for the low price of only $24.95. Miracle Hair comes in 6 different colors and blends with any hair type. In fact, it's guaranteed to look 100% natural. Call 800-659-5529 and we'll upgrade your order from a 30-day supply to a 75-day supply free. That's 800-659-5529. Call now.
What if you could reverse diabetes? Well, there's a special free video you need to watch. Diabetic11.com. Diabetic11.com is a natural, drug-free approach to reversing diabetes with remarkable results in as little as 4 weeks. In this free video, Diabetic11.com gives 3 specific actions to get your blood sugar under control, and the best part is the main ingredient is a common spice found in most kitchens. Watch the free video for yourself right now at Diabetic11.com. That's diabetic11.com.
Coffee in the morning for some people is a very serious thing. Without it, they're groggy and grumpy for the early part of their day. If you're one of these people, you can appreciate the value of a good cup of coffee. If you're the boss of these people, you can appreciate Twin City Coffee Service. For over 25 years, you've counted on Twin City Coffee to provide the best coffee and filtrated water service in the Brazos Valley. Call Mike or Troy to see how they can help you enhance your break station with their refreshing coffee, tea, and filtrated water. Call 779-3928. Twin City Coffee Service.
Good morning. It's 625. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com. I had a little more rain pass through. A pretty good amount of thunder. A little bit of lightning last night, about 10 o'clock or so, and throughout parts of Brazos Valley. A little bit of rain, and it's now cycled down to Houston. That's if you're headed down that way, they're going to have a wet rush hour. It looks like a little wet commute today. But anyhow, as far as we're concerned, most of the rain's out of here. There'll be a 20% chance of some showers. 92 will be our high temperature. Dare say the humidity will probably be a little bit high as well, since we've had a little bit of moisture here in the last 24. 67 for a low temperature tonight. That'll be kind of nice. About 93 or 94. As we go all the way through the week, there will be a slight chance of showers as we get down toward the end of the toward the weekend, it looks like. But aside from that, pretty much a pattern. And, again, because of the rain, there's going to be some high humidity here in the next couple of days. Right now we're looking at cloudy skies, 93%, 97% relative humidity, and we've got a temp of 70 out there.
What would you guess has more germs? Your kitchen sink, your bathroom, or the top of your desk at work? I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up, brought to you by Opus. Good times await you with the new Opus season. Get all the season info and order your single and season tickets now at mscopus.org.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, alertness, and focus in just moments. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in just minutes. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer.
To get your risk-free supply of Stress Block, call 1-800-481-1020. That's 1-800-481-1020. 1-800-481-1020.
Where are most of the germs in your house?
A lot of people think that the bathroom in their homes is the germiest thing, and again, that the toilet is the germiest thing. It surprises them to know that their sink has 200 times more bacteria in it than the toilet.
Allison Jantz, author of the book, The Germ Freak's Guide to Outwitting Colds and Flu.
People prepare a lot of raw meat in their sinks, which has E. coli and salmonella in it, and they don't disinfect the sink. So then they drop something in it and think, okay, I'll just give it a quick rinse. But you really should just send that sucker down the garbage disposal unless you've disinfected the sink.
Allison's co-author tested the tops of desks in corporations for germs.
And found that the desktop had 20,000 germs per square inch, as opposed to a toilet lid that only had 49. And I think it's because we walk around and the average adult touches all these things at work, and then you bring them back to your desk and you don't wash your hands. So just disinfecting your desktop, your phone. The phone receiver has 25,000 germs per square inch, and your computer keyboard, which has 3,000. And just by doing that once a day, you can kill 99% of the germs.
If you stay in hotels, you likely know by now to avoid that hotel bedspread, but that's not the only place where the germs are.
The TV remote, the telephone, and the refrigerator door handle. Those are the germiest things in a typical hotel.
It's SomethingYouShouldKnow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
good times await you with the new Opus Family Series. Order your family season tickets now and see these two events for only $56. The National Acrobats of the People's Republic of China performing Cirque Peking and Jack Hanna's Into the Wild Live. The Opus Family Series is sponsored by Chick-fil-A Aggieland and South College Station, Primrose School of College Station, and Opus Encore. Season and single tickets on sale now. Call 845-1234.
WTAW News Time is 6:29. It's 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Monday's Texas A&M Faculty Senate meeting included an update on next year's health insurance coverage. We've got that audio for you here.
Medical costs are projected to rise 6.4%, but this will be more than covered by a 7.3% increase in the state contribution for the 2014-2015 fiscal year. In addition, Chancellor Sharp has approved using another $10 million from plan reserves. As a result, it will be possible to reduce the employee coinsurance after deductibles are met from 30% to 20%. In other words, the plan will now pay 80% instead of 70%.
Former Speaker Walter Daugherty is on the committee addressing employee health insurance. He reminded those on the A&M health system health coverage to have wellness exams done and coded properly by the end of this month. That's in order to avoid a premium surcharge of $30 a month. While homeowners in four College Station subdivisions are promoting an online petition against locating a Blinn College campus across the freeway from Central Park, there is one council member who has taken to the internet to express his thoughts. Carl Mooney, who lives within eyesight of the Linn Tech building, wrote a blog on the city website.
Do we have to have Linn College in College Station? No, we don't. Will we support Linn College if they decide to come to College Station? Yes, we will. And that was really the gist of my article.
Mooney has heard from residents near and far from the proposed site, along with Blinn students.
One of the things I'm seeing from folks that don't live near the area is they talk about property taxes. And folks who live near the area, some aren't as concerned, others are. And then I've looked and have found that a lot of students who actually go to Blinn like the idea of having a Blinn campus that much closer to them.
Mooney wrote he's confident his family, property values, safety, and comfort will not be compromised if Blinn locates on that site. The same water source to irrigate ball fields at Veterans Park may also be used for local oil drilling and fracking. Thursday night, the College Station City Council takes up a proposal to sell $5 million of water coming out of the Carter's Creek treatment plant.
This will enable us to do our capital projects without having to issue debt. And so this is directly means that this will keep our rates lower. So everybody in College Station will benefit from this.
Water Services Director Dave Coleman salutes Apache Corporation for not using a quantity of potable water that's equal to one-fourth of the city's population.
It would probably be around 25,000 people around there. You have to be sure and qualify that's wintertime usage. That wouldn't include irrigation usage.
Coleman says the 6 million gallons of water is treated daily. Apache would use 3 million a day. By comparison, fields at Veterans Park use 250,000 gallons a day. The only other outside customer is Pebble Creek Country Club, which buys treated water on an occasional basis. A College Station man convicted of killing his girlfriend and her brother more than 5 years ago has returned to a Brazos County courtroom.
Lawyers for 30-year-old John Teason are scheduled to spend this week arguing he did not receive adequate representation during his jury trial in May 2010, and after that before the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals. Teason was given the death penalty for killing his girlfriend, Rachel Joyner, and her brother, Travis. Teason's lawyers raised 22 issues, among them, there were more people that could have testified that Teason suffered from post-traumatic stress disorders, the result of military service in Iraq, which could have led the trial jury to not give Teason the death penalty. According to court records, Teason's lawyers plan to present more than 30 witnesses, either in person or through affidavits. This week's hearings follow a ruling by the Texas Court of Criminal Appeals in late February, upholding the jury conviction and sentence, rejecting 45 claims of trial error from Teason's appellate lawyers. Also from Brazos County District Court, Brian Mann's on trial for two armed bank robberies. 62-year-old James Kyle Graham's accused of threatening to detonate what looked like a bomb at the former First Victoria Bank on East 29th and Bryan a year ago. Less than 15 minutes after the alarm, Graham's pickup was spotted. He was arrested without incident, and all the money was recovered. One of two employees later identified Graham, who pointed a pistol at her 5 years ago during a robbery at the former Guaranty Bank on South Texas. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The U.S. Supreme Court has again refused an appeal from a Texas death row inmate whose attorneys were demanding state officials disclose the source of drugs intended to execute him. Monday, justices rejected the drug secrecy argument without comment in the case of Robert James Campbell, who is awaiting execution for the 1991 abduction and slaying of a Houston bank teller. WTAW News Time is 6:35. It's 69 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. If you are experiencing blurred vision driving at night, glare and halos around lights, you may have a cataract. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564. At Mar Eye Center, we appreciate and thank you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
The greenest business park in College Station is now the fastest, too. Aggieland Business Park is proud to announce the addition of high-speed fiber connectivity throughout the park. Located just a mile past the airport on FM 60 with quick access to the new biotech corridor, Aggieland Business Park is the choice for high-tech companies that need a customized facility at an affordable price. If your business needs to move at the speed of light, call Jim Jett today at 571-4341 or click on AggielandBusinessPark.com.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them. Whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants, ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Good morning, it's 6:36. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Barker's Heating and Cooling. They offer a loaner program. Your unit goes down, you need to stay cool, no additional charge. They'll do that while they fix yours. 690-2278, that's the number. Speaking of numbers.
Clouds today, while they're going to be moving out, the showers and thunderstorms already have. Temperatures today up close to 90. We should turn partly sunny. It'll be clear tonight, lows near 70 degrees. Tomorrow, partly to mostly sunny, highs anywhere from 90 to 95. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy, warm, 75 to 80. Thursday, we'll have sunshine with temperatures anywhere from 90 to 95 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports coming up in just a bit. A longtime Aggie Alan
Kerrigan. Okay, we're going to start over again. Okay, and in sports.
Thank you. College Sports Information Directors of America named Alan Cannon to their Hall of Fame. Senior pitcher Jason Jester, along with two other Aggies, are picked up in the last day of the Major League Baseball draft. And College World Series is all set. We'll have all that and more coming up in sports for you here in about 13 minutes. But that's all, folks.
You'll love English as a second language.
Not particularly, no.
Okay. I don't know where to put this entire children's immigration thing. I mean, did.
I think that may be the perfect summation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well.
Because it's tricky.
Now, the deal is, the president has now called this, a humanitarian emergency?
Of his own doing.
Thank you. We recall, this is maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little longer, we found out that U.S. America was, in fact, sending information over to Mexico about how people could come over here and, basically get on food stamps. Okay. Now, did they at some point send in, and again, I don't want to, put my little tinfoil hat on here, but I mean, at some point was information not disseminated to, not Mexico, Central America, because that's where a lot of these kiddos are coming from, Central America, that if these children come over here, then they'll be taken care of. Because yesterday I saw an interview with a lady standing in the Laredo, Texas bus station saying, she was saying in Spanish that where she came from was not safe, and she came here so we could take care of her children. Now, that's what the translator said. Maybe that's not exactly what she said, but that's what the translator said. So it's got to be at least close to that, and there have to be some people who are thinking that. How do kids travel unaccompanied to get here? You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then what happens?
And the travel's not insignificant. Crossing Mexico is probably part of the most dangerous part of their trip.
Yeah.
Because Mexico doesn't take kindly to illegal immigrants.
Right. Now, unless they're told to.
Hmm.
What if they're told, let these kids go on over there? Let that become U.S. America's problem.
You give them safe passage through your country, and we'll make sure they don't...
Right. And they don't stay there.
Yeah. We'll let them through.
So hands off the little ones.
Right. And you see, and that's part of the emotion of this. Now, remember, if you will, about a month ago, the Obama administration said schools cannot question children about whether or not their parents are legally here. Can't do that. Just take them in, just love them, and educate them. Okay? So who but cold-hearted, mean, nasty people would say anything about children being sent back? Adults? Criminals? Offenders of all sorts of things? Yeah. A lot of people say, send those people back. But when you start flooding us with children, nobody is publicly going to say, send those children back to wherever they came from.
This is what really gets me, because I often ask the question, inept or brilliant? And playing on people's emotions by letting the kids through is just brilliant.
Yep,
if that's
is.
Your goal.
Absolutely it is. There's no doubt. Anything that you do that is focused on children, good or bad.
Won't somebody please think of the children?
Yes, who would not do this? So as a result, a lot of them are in deplorable conditions. I hadn't seen any of the video. You guys had seen some last
week. They posted on the Breitbart, Texas site.
Yeah. Now, I think some of the numbers were a little bit high in the beginning, but so what? We've still got 45,000 of them who came in. Where do those kids go? Where do you disperse them after they've been in Nogales? Where are they going to go? Because I don't know that there are many states who could, oh, gosh, we'll just send 1,000 to each state and see how that works. Yeah, okay, fine. Tell me what state can take an extra 1,000 kiddos into their Child Protective Services program today. I don't know how it's going to work. I just don't know. But
you're evil for even talking about it.
I know.
You're a bad person.
I'm a bad person for saying that, because these are children. And again, we don't even know how they got here. And I don't know when we will. What's interesting is this obviously is not new. This obviously has been going on. How is it that the media just picked up on this? What was the tipping point that caused that to happen?
Well, how many times have we said that with this administration in particular, though, about the media not doing its job?
Well, hang on a second. And the deal is, could this have been a border guard in Laredo talking to somebody they knew in the media going, hey, you wouldn't believe this crap that's going on?
Oh, if I had to guess, that's exactly what happened.
And so...
Or some of these non-mainstream media starting to pick up on it, and enough people saw pictures of kids that were being mistreated that somebody down the line went, you know, we probably ought to do a story on this.
Yeah. Well, we'll hope, we'll hope to find out about that. And then, of course, today, the story breaking this morning is that, according to one of the consuls, the children are complaining because the food they're getting is making them sick.
Don't drink the water.
Yep. They're getting burritos and eggs, and it's making them sick.
Okay. Does Michelle know they're getting burritos?
Oh, I don't know. You know, you're right. We need to be getting them
fresh
fruit.
That could be a problem.
Get them that broccoli.
See how all that works out.
Did you see Hillary and Bill were broke?
Oh, yes, sure they were.
Did you see that story?
I did. Well, it was the legal bills they had. She said, we had no money. We struggled to, you know, piece together the resources for mortgages for houses.
Oh, yeah, she got a $1.7 million loan so she could get a house so she could run for the Senate.
Yeah, first of all, they had never owned a house until she bought the house in Chappaqua, okay? They never owned a house, never. Didn't need to. They were living off of government housing, so to speak. First of all, we had to pay off all of our debts, which was, you know, Bill, had to make double the money because of obvious taxes, and then to pay off the debts and get us houses and take care of our family members. Houses? Really?
That astronomically high dry cleaning bill.
That's right. As far as the cash she raked in, I mean, and look, this lady's making $200,000 a speech. Bill Clinton made untold millions since he's come out of office. Please don't ask us to feel sorry for you on top of everything else. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hey.
How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm in a pretty
wound up.
A pretty bad mood right now, but go ahead.
Hey, I think Mexico is sending us all those kids for all those Americans who don't want to have kids themselves.
Is that it? Well, no. That's
certainly helping our fertility right there.
Yeah, here, take one of these. Oh, no, you can't bring them back. No, I'm sorry, you can't. If you're going to do that, it's a commitment. Anyway. So I'm feeling sorry for them, for the Clintons, because, it's just...
I just chuckled when I saw that.
I know. And, of course, as expected, the president signed that executive order yesterday to allow an additional 5 million borrowers to cap their monthly student loans at 10% of their income.
And the maximum repayment period would be 20 years.
Wow.
So if they'll underpay for 20 years, pay way more than they ever should have had they just paid them off on the regular schedule.
Right.
But after 20 years, then the government takes the hit.
Of course. Why not?
It's
hello.
Just
makes
money.
Perfect sense. Hello.
Hey, talking about the kids coming from Mexico, the other countries, I think it would work okay if they would take Obama in return.
We'll make it a trade?
Yes.
It's like a prisoner swap.
1 million to one swap.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results. Since 1943, Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Every once in a while, we gardeners need to step back and take a detailed look at exactly where we are in respect to the use and potential abuse of gardening pesticides. Unless you're an astute investigator, there probably are some things that will surprise you. Let's list some facts and try to map a sound approach to the control of insects, diseases, weeds, and other gardening pests. As we do, however, let's agree to approach things with open minds as we try to bring reason to what has become a somewhat confusing situation. The prudent use of pesticides after this message. It's very important to fertilize during the summer months when southern grasses are growing actively. They need the nutrients. Scott's Green Max Southern Lawn Fertilizer is an ideal summer food because of its 2-in-1 formulation. Its high nitrogen content strengthens your grass during the summer, and the added iron is an essential minor element that enhances the natural greening. Green Max contains slow-release nitrogen for even feeding, so it won't burn your lawn, and that's guaranteed. It's kid and pet friendly, so your family can come back into the lawn area right after you apply it. Apply Scott's Green Max Lawn Fertilizer anytime to any grass type for a thick, healthy lawn and quick green up. You can feed every 8 to 10 weeks for the best lawn. Well-fed lawns sustain heat and drought better than unfed lawns. You'll find all Scott's products at your local Lowe's store. This week at Lowe's, purchase both Scott's Green Max and Ortho's Bug Be Gone. Save 20% off the regular retail price. Go to Scott's.com for more information on Green Max. First, we need to define our term of pesticides. Break it into the components. It's plainly obvious that a pesticide is something that kills pests. In a horticultural sense, we reserve it for some type of spray or dust or wettable powder, bait, granule, or aerosol that will suppress or eliminate a local population of the pests. Remember that no distinction has been made to this point as to whether the pesticide was inorganic or organic. We haven't even said anything about its being chemical. That's because all pesticides are chemicals. As such, all pesticides, be they organic or inorganic, will have their own chemical properties. Some will kill on contact. Others will be systemic. Some will have longer residual action. Some will be safer than others for use near humans. In fact, you simply won't be able to assume that an organic chemical will be safer than an inorganic one. Fact is, there are dozens of examples where that isn't the case. You need to ask questions and read the product's labels implicitly. In fact, this would probably be a good time to explain the labels of insecticides, fungicides, nematicides, herbicides, and other pest control products. Those labels represent tens of millions of dollars worth of product research. The federals require that extensive testing before a product can be legally labeled for consumer or commercial use be conducted. It's usually done through land-grant universities. It's repeatable, documented testing. You know the results. You can predict the results. If you come across a product that lacks any of the critical informational elements, move on to another product. It needs to say the rates of application, plants which can be treated, and potential problems and emergency steps should an accident occur. You want to start with resistant plants. Choose varieties of flowers and vegetables and shrubs and trees that have been selected or hybridized to withstand problems. Keep your plants as healthy and vigorous as you can by fertilizing and watering regularly. Use mechanical means of eliminating or preventing pest invasion wherever you can. Biological controls are increasingly available, things like Bacillus thuringiensis, for example. And finally, use commercially prepared pesticides where you have to. First organic, then inorganic. Just go with the safest, such to say. I'm Neil Sperry. Ornamental grasses in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy, hey, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:50. The guy that gives us the information to pass along to you got something passed along to him. The Aggies' longtime athletic media relations director, Alan Cannon, was inducted into the College Sports Information Directors of America Hall of Fame yesterday. Cannon was honored at the organization's annual convention in conjunction with the National Association of College Directors of Athletics. On now to Aggie Athletics, where a handful of players were drafted on the last day. Senior pitcher Jason Jester and Parker Ray, along with first baseman Cole Langford, were selected on the final day of the 2014 Major League Baseball first-year player draft. We'll keep it in baseball for just a second as the Houston Astros beat the Arizona Diamondbacks 4-3 last night. Jared Cosart allowed 3 runs, 5 hits, and 2 walks. The 23-year-old right-hander struck out 8, and he retired the first 10 batters. And, of course, the bats were working for the Stros.
Castro lines this into the right center field gap. Bat gets down for a base hit and goes all the way to the wall. Altuve can walk home, and Castro cruises in the second with an RBI double. 4-0 Astros.
Stros scored their first 4 runs in the first 2 innings off Jose Calmeter. Houston has an early win today. They're still in Arizona for a 2:40 first pitch, and you can catch the action for that game on our sister station, Sports Radio 1150, The Zone.
Swing and a drive! Deep right field! Away! Back and gone! Chisenhall hits his 3rd home run! He's tied the club record!
And that club record was 9 RBIs. Lonnie Chisenhall, 9 RBIs, 3 home runs, and 5 hits as the Cleveland Indians shellack the Texas Rangers 17-7. Here's Chisenhall after such a big game.
It's just been a good series. It's just one of those weeks or, you know, a few days. You just got to take advantage of it. You know, continue to swing the bat well, and you got to take it when it comes. It doesn't come too often.
The Rangers host Miami this evening. First pitch there at 7:05. In the College World Series, TCU rallied to beat Pepperdine 6-5 to advance to the College World Series for the second time in 5 seasons. The Horned Frogs started the 9th with 3 consecutive hits to knock off Pepperdine's closer. TCU coach Jim Schlossnagel said the team is ready to play Texas Tech.
I wish it wasn't a conference opponent because our league's so good. We've played Tech 4 times, and you know, Coach Tadlock, you know, probably he'll be up for Coach of the Year in the whole country for what he's done there with their program. They're very familiar with us. We're very familiar with them. It's going to be a whole heck a lot more fun ballpark to play in than Lubbock, Abilene, or Fort Worth, I can promise you, even though I like playing here.
So that put a wrap on the NCAA Super Regionals, and now we know who's headed to Omaha. Saturday, June 14th, UC Irvine will take on Texas in the first game, Louisville and Vandy on the second game. Sunday the 15th sees Texas Tech versus TCU, and Virginia will play Mississippi. So there are 3 teams from the state of Texas in the College World Series. Well, now to the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, where Jonathan Quick was Superman for the Los Angeles Kings in the 3-0 win over the New York Rangers last night, making 32 saves to help LA take a 3-0 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals. Quick, however, knows how hard it is to completely shut out a team and sweep.
You know, we did a lot of things the right way, and we were able to do that. So, you know, now we get ready for the next one. The fourth one's always the most difficult.
And we'll keep it on the West Coast for a second. In the reversal, Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling will pursue a $1 billion federal lawsuit against the NBA and Commissioner Adam Silver and withdraw his support for the sale of the team negotiated by his wife. Quote, "I have decided that I must fight to protect my rights," Sterling said in a letter circulated among those who were involved with the sale and obtained by ESPN.com. Quoting again, "While my position may not be popular, I believe that my rights to privacy and the preservation of my right to due process should not be trampled," end quote. Sterling's attorney went on to send ESPN a letter that just said, quote, "The deal is off." This one from CBSSports.com. One of the longest standing and most recognizable bowl and sponsorship partnerships in college football is reportedly coming to an end. The Sports Business Journal reported Monday that the parent company, Frito-Lay, will not renew the Tostitos brand title sponsorship for the Fiesta Bowl, ending an 18-year association. Per the SBJ, college football playoff rights holder ESPN is currently looking for a new sponsor for the Fiesta Bowl. And that has been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There's a new lender in town with familiar faces. Brazos County Bank is open in Bryan at 4282 Boonville Road in Suite 200. President Lance Lindsay and Vice President Scott Henniger are heading up Brazos County Bank, and they're both longtime residents and experienced bankers from the Bryan College Station area. Brazos County Bank is a division of First National Bank of Huntsville. For over 120 years, they've had the pleasure of serving their customers throughout East Texas. Their longstanding tradition of excellent customer service and stability, combined with their solid reputation, means they can provide competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. Customer relationships are what they do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let them be your lender. Contact Brazos County Bank, 979-776-3088, and experience what solid local community banking can do for you. Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Check the weather in a minute, but you know it's about to get hot. You know, we've just kind of been doing warm. Now it's going to be hot because summertime will be here, and the folks at Intercon want to remind you they got a couple of ways to help you with those utility bills. One of them, which is relatively inexpensive and makes an immediate difference, would be solar screens. Putting solar screens on those windows, especially the ones that have the eastern and western exposure, makes a really, really big difference because then that heat doesn't come in from the direct rays of the sun. You're able to block them out. You can choose the blockage. And you know the styles of solar screens. There are many of them now, lots of different colors, lots of different styles. And so, you know, the idea is to have a practical application that you can use that'll make a difference in your utility bills right away. And that is the story when it comes to solar screens. And, of course, they have energy-efficient windows as well. And remember this good news if you're a BTU customer, because BTU has some situations where they can help offset the cost of these things that happen that can cause your utility bills to go down. They like your utility bill to go down, and you do too. So why don't you call Intercon at 823-3639 and hear about their solutions for you.
Does joint pain have you watching from the sidelines? College Station Medical Center understands you want to get back into the game as quickly as possible, and a speedy recovery is just one reason why their patient satisfaction rate is so high. In fact, 100% of College Station Medical Center's patients surveyed said they were completely satisfied. To schedule an appointment, call 979-693-2762.
Data relates to patients treated during the fourth quarter 2013 and surveyed by our independent third-party vendor, HealthStream.
For over 30 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos Valley for 11 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships through the Brazos Valley for over 30 years.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Trying to see if trying to find some verification that they in fact have videos running in Central America telling people how to come over here. Had a caller tell me this, but I can't really factually tell you that that's the case.
That has been reported by Glenn Beck on more than one occasion.
Once again, until we can find a until we can find a reputable news source, until we can actually find some place where that really happens. I don't think. I mean, I appreciate the caller, and I appreciate Glenn Beck for doing that. But you know, let's see if we can actually find that before we can. Cops in the UK arrested a mom and a dad of an 11-year-old boy who weighed 210 pounds. Parents are charged with suspicion of neglect and child cruelty. Okay, this kid has a BMI of 41.8, which would be really, 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 really overweight. 11-year-old dad said, well, he's always been big. He was born with shovels for hands and spades for feet. Everybody on my side of the family is big. Okay, once again, he's 11 years old and he weighs 210 pounds. My thought is that's probably a little big.
A little bit.
Can you take him to court for that? I'm not exactly sure about that, but yeah, we'll see. Oh, dare I take a phone call? Sure, why not? Hello.
Hello, how are you this morning?
I'm good, man. What's up?
Hey, about the videos that run in Mexico.
Yeah.
I don't know about the videos, but I just watched a documentary called Border Wars yesterday, and they showed little comic books that taught people how to come across the border.
Oh, you're killing me, man. All right, thank you. There we go. Border Wars. We'll look into that. All right, 71 right now. We're going to be up to 92 today. Rain's pretty much out of the forecast. WTAW College Station, Brian, at 7 o'clock.